You're listening to the Mixed Morning Show podcast with Dom, Emily, and Jeremy.
All right, who in the world can spot a liar? That's what we want to know. We're going to play Two Truths and a Lie. Hey, Jennifer, how's it going?
It's going good. How are you?
I'm great. I'm ready for the weekend. I hope you are.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, good for you. You think you can tell which one of us is lying?
Possibly.
Let's find out. All right. We're each going to make a statement to you, and you have to figure out between me, Emily, or Jeremy which one is lying. And if you get it right, off you go to lunch at Panera Bread, okay?
Sounds good.
All right, I'll go first. After retiring from the Air Force, my father became a private investigator.
Ooh.
Emily?
I played Juliet in Romeo and Juliet on the stage of the Globe Theater in London.
Oh, I wish you'd played Romeo. I lost my little toe on my left foot in a car accident.
Who's lying, Jennifer?
The third one.
Jeremy and his toe?
His little piggy.
Was that obvious?
That's a big lie.
Yeah. Your balance would be off.
I fall over constantly.
Jennifer, you win. Hold on the line, okay?
Wait, your dad was a private investigator?
Yeah, my dad was a private eye. It was really cool for me as a kid because I was so into like mystery stories like Hardy Boys and stuff like that.
Right.
That it was kind of cool that my dad was a private eye.
Kind of cool that Hall & Oates wrote that song about him too.
Yeah. Here's Lizzie. Good morning, Lizzie.
Good morning.
All right, so we've got one winner so far. Here you go. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, this is Dom. My mom was a flight attendant for TWA in the 1960s. Emily?
I love blackberry soda.
Jeremy?
I am currently binge watching season 2 of Roseanne.
What do you think, Lizzie? Who's lying?
Great show.
You got a lot of time, Jeremy.
That is a truth, madam. That is
my afternoons.
He's a total loser. Well, who's lying, Lizzie?
I'm going to say the blackberry soda.
Oh, unfortunately, no.
That is the total truth. The lie, my mom never was a flight attendant for TWA or anybody else.
Right.
Lizzie, thanks for trying. Have a great weekend, okay?
Thank you.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Bye.
I wish he had been, though. Who's up next? I think it's Sherry. Good morning, Sherry.
Morning, guys.
So, you sound like you're perky and ready for the weekend.
Oh, I'm so ready. Yeah. So glad it's Friday.
Oh, my God.
No, not me. I could work all weekend.
You should.
I'm gonna.
He's gonna be watching Roseanne all weekend. All right, are you ready? Here, I'm going first. I still have the cremains of a cat named Sydney in my basement.
Oh.
Emily?
I've never eaten alligator or snake.
I'm wearing a black shirt today.
Who's lying, Sherry?
Well, I might go with Emily, being she's a vegetarian.
Well, that's true, but because I have eaten alligator and snake, so yes.
She is lying, and so yes, you got it. Very nice. Yes. Your reasoning was off, but...
Right. Doesn't matter how you get there, just get there, Sherry.
You won. Stay on the line, okay?
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
You're welcome. See, they've gotten 2 out of 3. I'm telling you, we're not good at lying. Let's try.
We need to step it up.
Let's try with Ruby. Hi, Ruby.
Hi.
Are you ready to kind of pick out the liar in this group?
Yes.
I once helped put together a jigsaw puzzle with 24,000 pieces. Emily?
I was born in Alaska.
Jeremy?
I'm in the Denver Mustang Club. I don't own a Mustang.
Who's lying?
Jeremy.
No.
No.
Total truth. He is in the Mustang Club.
Yeah.
And he does not own a Mustang.
No, I do not.
How did they let you in the club?
I'm just a great guy.
He just shows up to meetings. Just sits there. They think he's the janitor.
Hey guys, what are you doing? Like free snacks? I just wandered in.
Ruby, thank you for trying.
Thank you.
The actual liar this time was Emily.
Yes. I was born in New York, not Alaska. Yeah.
Have a great day.
You too. Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, and then our last one is Angela.
Oh, Angela.
Hi, Angela.
Good morning.
You know, Jeremy says that Angela is the sexiest name ever.
It is. All Angelas are hot.
I would hope so.
Yeah, well, all right.
Yes,
he says all Angelas are hot. I say all Gretchens are hot.
Yes, you do.
So.
I like Emily.
Truth.
I don't know.
All right, Angela, you ready? Pick the liar here. In my high school yearbook, I was voted class clown. Emily.
I was homeschooled in the eighth grade.
Wow, all school ones. All right, I lettered in academics in high school.
Who's lying?
I want to say Jeremy is lying.
Me too.
Well, no, man.
I did letter in academics.
He lettered in academics. That is the truth.
That is true.
He's not the Mustang. Doesn't own a Mustang and watches Roseanne. Yeah.
Sorry, ladies, I'm taken.
Angela, this time around, I was the liar. I was not voted class clown. I was voted runner-up. Friendliest boy.
Yes, you were.
Runner up.
Runner up.
So close.
I was the runner up friendliest boy. Angela, I hope you have a great weekend, okay?
Thank you. You too.
Thanks for trying. And there you go. Another sterling edition of Two Truths and a Lie.
You know, we're learning about each other. We're growing. I didn't know some of those things about you guys.
I went and played golf this summer with a guy who actually won friendliest boy.
Is he still friendly?
You know what? I got to say, he's a really friendly guy.
There you go.
See, if you didn't just have that one bad day.
Could have been you. I could have been a contender.
Want more laughs? Follow us online.
Every morning.
Search @DomEmilyJeremy on Twitter and Facebook.com/DomEmilyJeremy.